Nah, it was looking good last time we spoke, and now you're on 13 out of 14 wins. A bit of relief that you've finally made one of the final four spots.
Absolutely. We're just so happy and chuffed, obviously, in camp now at Loughborough. It's so exciting. Obviously, we're in a really great position to already secure that final spot. It's obviously amazing. It's a great achievement. We're really happy and really excited for the finals, but obviously we're not getting carried away. There's still a few games to go just to get ourselves prepared and ready, but we can't wait to play Manchester.
I mean, last time we spoke it was ahead of Wasps who took the win narrowly. Should you meet them again, what could you expect from that kind of game?
I think it's always a great game versus Wasps. They're such a strong franchise. They've got so many unbelievably talented players, and I think it's always going to be an absolute great fixture for anyone to watch. Anyone that is a neutral netball fan, I think that is one of the go-to games. I think if we meet them again, we did obviously have Hannah Joseph for the game due to injury, which was a real shame. So I think it would just be putting our game plan out there again. It's always going to be a fight and a battle, but I think it will go down to the wire again if we got them.
And we know that there's always that potential that Tamsin will come on for 15 minutes and knock it out the park like she did with Dragons.
Yes, absolutely. She's such a talent, isn't she? When she comes on, she's an absolute game changer. So yeah, obviously we know she's on the court. It's just you've got to play the best we can. You know, we don't know if that's going to happen. We don't get all our game plan isn't just behind that. You know, there's so many talented players on that court. So if she comes on, she always does what she does. But we'll stick to what we're doing, and hopefully the seven that are out will get that win.
It seemed a bit unusual that you were only just starting to play Storm at this end of the season.
Yeah.
What was the thinking going into that game?
I don't really know why that's happened this season. I think as players, it was a bit strange for us to not say that you've played everyone yet. It was a little bit unusual, actually. It was quite hard as a player to kind of get your head around going into that second half of the season. So it was quite difficult. I reckon it was really difficult for Storm as well. Obviously, not playing, always just seeing loads of video of each other. But obviously, it was a really great game last week. Obviously, playing at Storm is such a tough venue to go to. The fans are absolutely incredible, and they're so loud and make such a good atmosphere. But yeah, it was hard. It was quite difficult just to go as far as we did without playing them. But it was a really good win away for home from us.
And did the plan to work and play around Megan work?
Yeah, that was always kind of our plan. Like I said, the same thing with Tamsin and Wash. You can't go on there and just identify one player and eliminate them. You've got to still do what we still do in attack. We've still got to try and do our similar game plan, not change it too much. And so I think we did do that. It took us a little bit to get going. We need to keep pushing on our start, I think. That first 5 minutes are crucial. But I think in the end, by the third and fourth quarter, we just kind of really clicked together and we came out really strong again.
Let's have a quick look ahead at the next couple of games at St David Wallace Sports Hall. Starting with Mavs, do you think it's odd that they're at that end of the table this season?
Absolutely. I think obviously Mavericks are a brilliant franchise and a brilliant club, and I just think they've took some teams right down to the wire. They've had some unbelievable performances, and potentially they might have not come out with a point, but at the same time, they are not an easy game and not an easy fixture. They have some unbelievable girls in their squad, especially in defence. They've obviously got Summer at the back at goalkeeper, and she's a huge, huge young talent coming through. So it is maybe a little bit of a shock to some maybe at the start of the season seeing where they are, but I think based on their performances, they have been putting them out week and week out, just maybe just kind of not been getting that point, really unlucky, but they've been taking teams all the way down to kind of the final few seconds.
On the 20th, you've got Dragons, and the 27th is Team Bath. They're also at that end of the table, but even then, they'll still be chasing the win and wanting to prove a point against the league leaders.
Absolutely, yeah. I think with having kind of Dragons and Northumbria, they're going to be real tough fixtures. I think when you kind of maybe have teams at the bottom end of the season, you're just kind of playing to play. When it gets to this kind of point, you're playing just to have fun and just enjoy the sport. So realistically, they've got nothing to lose. And at the same time, we just need to keep prepping ready for these finals. So every game that we're coming to, it's all preparation ready for Manchester now. So I think it's just making sure everyone's just in that right frame of mind, just make sure everyone's fit and healthy, getting lots of rotations on the court. So they're going to be really tough games, but I think we're just so excited as a franchise to have kind of four games at home now. It feels like I've not been playing in Loughborough for ages, if I'm being honest. So I think I'm just so looking forward to Monday's fixture, just to see the fans, to be in the David Wallace Arena and just get back to Loughborough. So that's really exciting.
And you'll be ending the season at home against Storm on the 3rd. Is there any expectation on that as well? Because by that stage, there is a chance that they'll be after that final fourth spot?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a real tough fixture. So I think for our fans, it's a really nice one to finish on. I think it's going to be a real strong game. Obviously for them, I think they'll be absolutely fighting for the points maybe with Team Bath for that fourth spot. So it's going to be a really hard game. But like I said, all we're focusing on is us now and how we're prepping for the final. So I know it'll be a really tough game. I am actually really looking forward to it. I think it'll be a really nice way to roll into the finals in Manchester, and I reckon they'll be really good in for us to get that away win.
And it'll be a similar kind of spirit in the rest of the squad as well. You're just waiting to get to Manchester and play those next set of games.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone in camp now over here is just really excited. I think just really proud of ourselves, what we've been putting out on the court so far, but I definitely think there is more from us to come. I think we've had some real strong performances this season, but I still think there's actually more from this Lightning squad that we can give and put out there. So I think for us this next few weeks is just kind of how do we put that performance out there in Manchester, and each of us want to make sure we do it for the team and do it for the coaching staff. So yeah, at the minute everyone's just really buying into this finals weekend, just getting these next few games under our belt, all ready for then.
I mean, you probably experienced something similar with England, where it's almost 2 days to play two games. What's that like physically and mentally?
I think physically it is hard as an athlete. Obviously, just maybe having that extra day is quite nice recovery-wise and just getting your body prepared. Obviously, Super League, especially this season, it's just getting better and better, and the physicality of it is also increasing. So I think it is going to be hard. I think mentally as well, it's going to be quite exhausting, but England Netball have set it that way, so it's something that we just have to get our heads around. We're going to make no excuses. We'll make sure we're as much prepared as we can be, get good recovery. And I think all teams have got to be in exactly the same situation. And I reckon on that finals weekend, it'll all be adrenaline-based anyway. So I don't think they'll be on that Sunday game, whoever's in that final, I reckon it'll still be an amazing fixture.
And you'll be wanting the final couple of games at home nice and full and full of people. And you'll be hoping as well that lots of supporters make their way to Manchester in the middle of June and cheer you on.
Absolutely. I think obviously it's not too far. Loughborough to Manchester, so if we can get as many fans up there as possible, that would be amazing. I think Manchester is such an amazing city, obviously, for netball anyway. There's such a massive following. I think when the England fixtures go up there, the fans are absolutely incredible. So I have no doubt it's going to be really loud and really noisy, no matter how many fans from each team are there. So I just can't wait to kind of see the arena and get up there. Obviously, I'm from near there, from Preston, so I reckon there'll be a bit of a panagari stand as well, I'm hoping. So I'm really looking forward to it.